Ghana has become the latest African country to watch its young people lured by the Islamic State. Authorities say two Ghanaians, one a recent university graduate, have left the country with the intention of going to fight with ISIS. NPR's Ophebia Quistarkton reports on a devastated family struggling to cope with the abrupt departure of a son.
25-year-old geography graduate Nazir Note Alema, a devout Muslim, completed his post-university Ghana Government National Service in July. Shortly afterwards, he told his parents he was traveling for work from home in the capital Accra to a mining town in Ghana's western region. His father, Abdul Latif Alema, takes up the story.
For about 3 days since leaving, no communication between him and us, which is not his nature.
Alema describes how, about a week later, they received a message from their son, who he'd last seen on August 2nd. He told them, "Oh, my father, oh, my mother, do not be worried about the decision of your son."
No communication again until on the 16th that he sent another message that he was on his way to join the Islamic State. Yes.
The father says they're still in shock.
It's like we are in a state of mourning, you know. It's like someone in the family has died. Yeah.
With a Muslim minority, Ghana has so far been spared extremist insurgency and the blight of deadly violence by militant groups like nearby Nigeria's Boko Haram. Sheikh Amiyawo Shaibu, spokesman for the Muslim religious leader, says the phenomenon of ISIS and its hold over some Muslim youth is of great concern to Ghana's chief imam.
He has been talking through us with respect to how, as a faith community, we will be able to make a contribution into what improves the security situation in our country.
Abdul Latif Alema says his son, the graduate, was an observant Muslim, but not extreme, though he acknowledges he spent too much time glued to the internet. The chief imam spokesman says they've also identified internet addiction as a problem among the youth.
We are also worried about the use of the social media, which is beyond what we can control.
He says the imam is in touch with Ghana's national security team to offer help where the Muslim leadership can.
We are hoping that through the ideas that we put together, Ghana will not be a base for ISIS or Boko Haram in this country.
But the young man's father, Abdul Latif Alema, says his wife is inconsolable.
Nobody is happy. And as for his mom, she keeps on crying every day. She's always crying, and then fasting, praying that her son returns home.
Ghanaians worry other wannabe ISIS recruits may be waiting in the wings. Ophebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Accra.